This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MET Institutional Forum welcomes Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal, and unconywe ngokufukula abanye osomabhizinisi owe-Wiseman's Car Wash. The time is 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. The Mangosuthu University of Technology Institutional Forum has officially extended a warm welcome to Professor Roshiela Songa, who recently stepped into the role of Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal, in a formal message to support. Delivered by the forum's chairperson, Lwazi Mthimkhulu, the body expressed its full support and goodwill towards Professor Songa as she takes the helm of the institution. Mthimkhulu highlighted the forum's readiness to engage in a constructive partnership, emphasizing that the leadership transition requires commitment and courage. He stated that they appreciate the commitment and courage it takes to lead during a period of transition, and that they are confident that a guidance will help steady and strengthen the university. The Institutional Forum, which serves as a key advisory body within the university structure, saw the arrival of Professor Songa as a stabilizing move for the university. In other news, unconywe ngokuba usomabhizinisi okwazile ukuvulela abanye amathuba, uMnumzane Wiseman Mncedisi Cele, ongumnikazi wendawo yodumo ebumnandi kwamasho ebizwa ngokuthi ikwa-Wiseman's Car Wash and Shosanyama, ngesikhathi kunenkonzo yakhe esikhumbuzo ebikuyona le ndawo ngolwesibili. Ucele, obenamanye amabhizinisi ahlukene kulona leli lokishi nakwezinye izindawo, khunjule ngemisebenzi yakhe nangokuba usizo komakhelwane bakhe. Ekhuluma kule nkonzo, uMnumzane Fayo Chili umchaze njengomholi obebukhali ohambisana negama lakhe. Uthe Ucele ubenobuhlakani obuyisimanga futhi ekwazi ukufukula abanye osomabhizinisi ahlangene nabo bengenalutho. Le nkonzo yesikhumbuzo ibehanjelwe ngabantu bamazinga ahlukene, ngibala kubo osomabhizinisi, omakhelwane, izihlobo kanye nosaziwayo. Phakathi kosaziwayo bebekhona kule nkonzo kubalwa kubo uDladla Mshunqisi, uDJ Happy Girl, uDJ Sindo, uSonic, uSox, uSjerere, uMaster Blaster, uBeast kanye nabanye. And finally, what to expect at Doja Cat's Global Citizen Move Africa's concert in Pretoria. Grammy Award-winning global star Doja Cat thrilled Rwanda audiences and now is set to perform in her homeland for the first time. Regarded as the queen of pop rap, Doja Cat is known for her versatility, live performing skills, internet personality, and stage presence. Doja Cat is the headline act for the third edition of Global Citizen Move Africa, with concerts taking place in Kigali, Rwanda, and Pretoria in South Africa. This year's installment advances Move Africa's long-term mission to build the first Pan-African music touring circuit that drives economic investments and creates opportunities for the next generation of young Africans to work in the continent's creative economies in all its host cities. Doja Cat donned a blue hair for a performance in Kigali, and now the countdown for a South African performance is on. This will be her first time performing and setting foot in South Africa, which is where her father, actor Dumisani Dlamini, is from. Recapping your top stories this hour, MUT Institutional Forum welcomes Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal, and unconywe ngokufukula abanye osomabhizinisi owe-Wiseman's Car Wash. That is all from myself today. Do catch the next news bulletin tomorrow morning on the Vukubangeni Breakfast Show. For MUT Radio News, I am Ncedisi Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.